Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9. Tasmania Talks Sport, thanks to Tamar Hire.
Mr. Brent Costello, host of The Water Boys, which was a terrific show Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Brent.
G'day, Mike. How are you, mate? I'm on location today, so apologies for the noise. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yes, we can indeed. Listen, some big cricket news. Lots to talk about, but talk about cricket at the moment. Unbelievable. Some great news.
Yeah, the World Cup sits down. We've got a couple of games starting in Tassie today in Hobart, but we can't say Blunston Arena. They've got to call it Bellerive Oval during the World Cup because of, some silly ICC rules. But two games today starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We've got the West Indies and Scotland, so looking forward to having some big-time cricket in town. Obviously, these are the sort of the teams that need to qualify to the next stage. So we'll see how they go over the next few days. We've got about, up to 9 games here in Tasmania over the course of the tournament. So we're looking forward to that and seeing how the teams go.
On Ireland and Zimbabwe, there's so much. I mean, it's great if you're a cricket fan. What's the latest with the Canes?
Yeah, well, they're playing tonight. You might remember the girls had their first game on Friday, and
yep,
they probably didn't get as many runs as we thought they would, but they were able to defend it, which was the main thing. So a really good first-up win for the girls, a really good team effort with the bowling, and they're back in action tonight against the Perth Scorchers, which is really exciting to see if they can go 2-from-2 to start the tournament, which would be an unbelievable start for them. Also, we've got the Tasmanian Tigers in action in the Sheffield Shield as we speak over at the Adelaide Oval, day 2 of that game. And after rolling South Australia for just over 250, we're 2-for-47 in the reply in our first inning. So a bit of work to do for the boys to catch up to that total, but I'm sure our batsmen will dig in today and try and get there by the end of the day anyway.
Yeah, look, it's a lot of sport happening. What about the Jack Jumpers? Wasn't it fantastic news? 74-64 and 3 games on the trot.
Yeah, well, just when we thought we might be in for a long season, Mike, the boys have responded perfectly.
Brilliantly.
In a row now. Obviously, we got the win against Brisbane here at home last week, and then we went to Adelaide, won there Thursday night, and then to go to Melbourne and win there too, which has been a really happy hunting ground for us, Sean Kane Arena. You might remember we won through to the grand final series there against Melbourne United earlier this year. So to back it up again yesterday, and this is the beauty of this Jack Jumpers team. There's no individual standout players. They're a real good team. Everyone does their bit. It's a joint effort, and that's why they're going so well. So they get a bit of a break now, which is good because they've had a really horrid run overseas, interstate, and now they get to spend about a week at home. Only got the one game this week, this Saturday night at My State Bank Arena against the Perth Wildcats. So plenty to look forward to there, but some downtime for the guys as well, which they much deserve.
I think you nailed it when you said they really do play as a team. It's just fantastic, going so well. We can certainly be proud of the Jack Jumpers. And you've got some boxing news. What's happening?
Yeah, we had the big fight in Melbourne yesterday. There was also a big fight in Brisbane on Saturday night with Christina Mousy Jacobs going down, unfortunately. She went the distance, though, against Skye Nicholson, and that was a really good effort from her because we know Skye Nicholson's a really accomplished boxer. They were fighting for the Commonwealth title. She's a former Commonwealth Games gold medalist and had a lot of amateur fights. I think it was only a fourth or fifth professional fight. But Mousy Jacobs represented Tasmania really well. And as I said, went the full distance, the full 10 rounds, and went down the unanimous points decision. So really keen to see what's next for Mouse because she's a wonderful boxer.
Indeed, yeah. Gosh, boxing. I must catch up on that myself. Tell me what's in... you've got some tennis news?
Yeah, tennis. The Hobart International is back, which is really good news. The last couple of years, we haven't had it due to COVID. It's been... this is a lead-up tournament to the Australian Open, of course, so a really big tournament. The last 2 years it's been taken to Melbourne due to the pandemic, so great to have it back in Tasmania for next year. We're going to have probably the world's top 50 players from the world's top 100 here in Tasmania, and even people like Naomi Osaka, who of course is a Grand Slam winner, she would qualify to come and play down here in Tasmania. So real chance of getting some big names down here because they've fallen outside the top 10, for example, the top 20. So just great to have it back, Mike, because it's a really wonderful event. And, it's on that time during the year when the Sydney Hobart's on and the Big Bash and you've got the tennis as well. It's a really good time for Tasmania to have all that sport on.
Tell you what, there's a lot of sport going on too. So you're watching the cricket closely. So interesting, Brent. So there'll be a lot more to talk about on Wednesday. I appreciate your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, Mike. Good on you, mate.
Good to talk to you. Brent Costello, host of the Water Boys, Win News and so much more with Tasmania Talks.
Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9.